Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Ve'agei Halacha Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol has to have a lishka in the Beis HaMikdash where he lives when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Rambam says, Via Beis HaYerushalayim, he should have a house in Yerushalayim, but Eino Zaz Misham, he can never ever leave Yerushalayim. The question is, Nesikin, my brother, what's the makkah of the Rambam that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim? And the Ragachever says, and the Dagal Ruben, and Ruben Katz says the same makkah, they both say it's a Mishnah Mefresh, it's Mamash, our Mishnah Obir, and Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Obir says that if Mes Lames, if he somebody died, then any yaitz acha amita the kohen gadol hein nichnas v'negla v'chule v'yaitz imana pesach shari, he could go with them until pesach shari, until the opening of the city of Yerushalayim, until the opening of the wall. Mefarshim over here about it. Why not? Why can't he go beyond that? So they want to say that the Rambam learned this kipshutai. That's mefarsh over here that the kohen gadol is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. There's such a din that has to remain in Yerushalayim, and for that reason he can't go past the pesach shari here. So this is the makkah of the Rambam that you're based in Yerushalayim but ainu zaz misham. Now this din that the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim is the brings us to a very geshmak kasha that the Achronim ask. Allah is the Gemara says in Harius that a mamzer Talmud Chacham is kaidim the Kohen Gadol am haaretz, and that's nagia legabi yeshiva where to sit. You know, dinei kedima, as Yerushalmi says. So the Mefarshim are bothered that how do you ever have such a case where a mamzer and a mamzer Talmud Chacham and the Kohen Gadol am haaretz, how could they ever come together? Allah is that the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim like we saw over here. But there's also halacha, it says in Abbas Tav Nasan that in Mamzer Nichnas Yerushalayim, a Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Ve'eshev Mamzer Ba'ashtad, and the Abbas Tav Nasan darshes from there that a Mamzer is not allowed to go into Yerushalayim. So if the Mamzer can't enter Yerushalayim, the Kohen Gadol can't leave, l'chayr, there's never a chitimsa where they could be together. They could have this din of a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is kaidim the Kohen Gadol am ha'aretz. So it's in fact the achrayim. And I was thinking maybe you could answer LP the what Rabbi Smengel says and others that even though the Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim, but if it's a tzarech gadol, he's allowed to leave. So that could be one hechitimsa where they can meet if the Kohen Gadol left for a tzarech. And maybe you could say a different teretz LP what Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says in Derech Emunah, and this is in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Aleph, Allah Chavav, the Bir Allah over there, he says that this that a mamzer can't go into Yerushalayim. It says it can't be kipshuta that he can't go in at all because he has a mitzvah of Leila Regal and Karban Pesach and Mikub Bikurim. And you know what happens if he's a Mitzvah and needs to retire himself. So it can't be that he can't go in at all. Reb Chaim says it means that he's not allowed to go in and live in Yerushalayim. He can't live there b'kvius. But to go in b'derech harai, about it would be mutar. So lefi that, it's also pasha that he could have a chitimsa where the mamzer came into Yerushalayim b'derech harai and he met the Kohen Gadol. That's why this din would be nagia. Then mamzer Talmud Chacham would be kaidim to a Kohen Gadol on the arts.